A word for you from Luke 24, verse 28. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going further. It continues to say that the two disciples urged him strongly, stay with us. You see, by then, as they said later to each other, their hearts were burning within them, because instead of their own depressed story, their own long sob story about the death and the stealing of his body, you see, they believed even what the Pharisees seemed to believe or wanted others to believe. And here the disciples just did not believe the resurrection. But as the Lord shared the scriptures, as he spoke right from Moses and through all the prophets and interpreted to them all the scriptures concerning himself, though they did not yet see him as the resurrected Lord, but their hearts burned within them. When was the last time that the word of God spoke so strongly to you that your heart burned within you and things changed in your life permanently? But because of the Lord making as if he was going further, they urged him strongly. They could have said, okay, well, thank you for sharing with us. We understand much more now. Goodbye. And then, of course, the main part of the story, the real blessing, they would have missed out on. Sometimes we too easily let the Lord go. Think of that Canaanite woman who had a demon-possessed child, and the Lord didn't even respond to her when she cried out, "Oh, son of David, have mercy on me, please." And then the Lord ignored her, like the disciples. They were getting irritated. It seemed like the Lord was with them. And then when she insisted, he said, "I haven't come for the dogs. I've come for Israel." A very harsh sentence to that woman who was pleading, who was desperate. But the Lord wanted her to plead even more so that he can reveal himself. It's not that he's playing hide and seek, but he wants a heart that's desperate. The Bible says, "You shall seek for me and find me if you seek for me with all your heart." And finally, she got what she needed. May it be that we are like those two disciples, though they were in error with everything else. Here, though, they said, "Please, come with us." And the Lord went in with them, and then their eyes were open.